Welcome back to the Keep Going Cat podcast. This episode is going to be a more personal check-in type of episode. I like to jam out and give you guys, you know, really in-depth trainings, but I also feel like it's going to be fun to connect like this and just tell you what's going on in my life as of lately. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Give me feedback on it and let's dig right into it. What's up, you guys? It is the start of April, and I can't help but feel that the beginning of spring just feels like a fresh start. I am so ready for warm weather. I know I am the California person complaining about weather, so I'm sorry if you were somewhere where colder than me, but we had rain for like what felt like 2 months straight. The monsoon weather that we've been experiencing in Southern California and the flooding was so crazy in Northern California, so sorry to anybody who was just, it was devastating. It was just insane. And the snow near our mountains, like the Crestline area, was just covered in snow and people were trapped in their homes and couldn't get food. So the storms were really crazy here in California. And I know a lot of us are just so happy to see like the sunshine again. I was just like needing the sun. I'm definitely a solar powered human. I love warm weather, and that's definitely adding to my positive mood lately. My son Rocco is playing baseball right now, so the games had been all rained out and he was just so bummed, and now we're just like really happy to still be able like to play. So he's been able to make up a lot of the games that he had missed, and I just am so proud of him. He was completely a beginner, so this is his first season playing baseball. Previously, he was playing soccer, and he was like, "Mom, I want to try something new." And some of those kids have been playing baseball since they were like 3 years old, so I was low-key nervous. Obviously, I didn't tell him. I was very encouraging, and Luis, they worked their butt off. My husband, Luis, and my son were practicing almost every day leading up to the season kickoff, and then the rain kind of screwed up the beginning of the season. So now we're, you know, rolling. The past couple of games, he's gotten hits, he's getting on base. So I'm incredibly proud, and the trainer in me can't help but like find the personal development part of this. But he really showed up and did the work, and he embraced the awkward beginning and not being that good at it. And he had to build the strength, you know? So now he has the mechanics down and he's just kicking butt. And I couldn't be more proud of him as his mom, just seeing him take on something that he had never done before and really put his head to it and practice. And now all of his hard work is paying off, and progress, anything that you want to achieve or any progress that you want to make is going to come from making some mistakes and not being perfect and having to build that resilience. So as a mom, that's something that has been, you know, really big in our life. I feel like now we're a baseball family. And with that, life has been so busy. He has at least 2 games a week plus practice on top of everything else that we have going on. So running the business obviously keeps me really busy. I'm on Zoom all day, every day on my computer, filming the workouts minimum 2 times per week. I'm filming, recording for the podcast, recording for all of the social media channels. So, I mean, obviously I'm on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. So I'm filming content for things every day. So it's just, we're just been in a very busy season of life. I love what I do, so obviously I'm not complaining, but life has been just jam-packed lately. And with that, I've had to use all of these tools, all of the things that I talk about, like meal planning and scheduling my workouts. Because my appointments fill months and months in advance, I have to have my workouts on my calendar or that time will get blocked out. So if you're somebody that struggles with having the time to work out and you do already have appointments on your calendar, throw it on there. Have it as an appointment with yourself, because if I wasn't doing that, I would not be able to get my workouts in. And so right now, my bare minimum goal is, you know, closing my rings daily, which I've talked about before. It's not like an intense workout every day. Today, I led the workout at the brewery. So twice a month, I lead a workout at a local craft brewery called Claremont Craft Ales, and that workout is really fun and an easy way for me to burn calories and connect with people. So that was my workout today. I went hiking this week with a friend, and that was such an easy way to get movement in, and I wasn't thinking about it because we were talking the whole time and walking. So scheduling my workouts has been so key, because this season of life has just been absolutely bananas. Our life is very full. So today was spent doing the workout, checking in with a lot of my clients who are kicking off the 6-week challenge. So right now, currently, if you are listening to this episode will come out on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2023. And today is Sunday. So I'm recording this podcast on Sunday. Rocco and my son and my daughter Paz and my husband are at the park right now, just hanging out and playing, and I'm making dinner. And I sat down and I actually did our meal plan for almost the next 2.5 weeks. So we just have a really, busy season, like I mentioned. And so I really wanted to get ahead, and I went through and looked at everything that we had in the freezer. So other than like the fresh produce that I'll have to fill in with, everything is there, and I'll be able to make the meals with our schedule in mind. So if there's a day that I know, okay, we have to be at practice or we have to be at a game. We do have weekday baseball games, so they're at 6:30, and it's like right smack in the middle of where dinner and almost bedtime. So we try to eat really early on those days, like 5 o'clock early, and then he has time to digest and we go to the game. So those days I want something that's going to be really quick. And one of the things that's been really helping us is making one dinner a week that half of it can get frozen and stuck in the freezer. And then another day in the future, another day in the future, we have a meal that we can just pop in a pot and have a quick dinner. So curry is something that works really well for that, or chili or soups, meat sauce for pastas. Those dinners we love doing, and my one to rock, one to stock dinner makes life super easy. So the lasagna that I'm making tonight, that sauce was something that we had made a night before. And it doesn't have to be fancy dinners every night. Like sometimes it can be Costco pot stickers or something really easy, but just having it written down and that decision made for myself makes it so much easier, because once the day is done, the last decision I want to make is what the heck do we want to have for dinner? I don't feel creative at that time. So I really do need to make that decision ahead of time. And I know when people listen to this, they're like, I am not organized. I don't even understand how you can think that far in advance, but I'm not organized either. I'm a shit show. If I didn't have some kind of a plan, I would fly off the rails. So it could even be a loose plan. You could write pasta, tacos, panini. You don't have to know what type, or you could even write steak or whatever the protein is going to be, and then figure out the rest later. It doesn't have to be super fancy. It doesn't take a million years. I'm only taking a few, 20 minutes max, because if I'm kind of cleaning out the fridge a little bit to see really what needs to be used or what needs to be thrown out, if it hasn't been used at that, period of time of sitting down and doing my planning session, it doesn't take a lot of time. But today I just felt the urge to plan several weeks out because I knew it was just going to be a crazy time. Kids are on spring break. I don't know why my kids' school did this, but my kids' spring breaks are staggered. So that's a little bit crazy. And my husband does work out of school, so he's off this week, and then my daughter will be off next week. So having those decisions made makes it really easy. The other thing, while I'm talking about having decisions made, I've even been setting out my daughter's clothes, because having a son, having a daughter are two very different things. My son rolls out of bed and grabs whatever t-shirt and whatever pants. My daughter is very particular, and she wants, obviously, the right outfit with the right shoe. And when we're going in the morning and it
is 7 o'clock in the morning or 6:45, and I'm trying to get Miss Fashionista ready. It's a little crazy. So I've even been laying out her outfits, at least 5 outfits, because she goes to school 5 days a week. And we get those outfits picked out, and I don't have to deal with it in the morning because she sits with me and I have her clean clothes ready to go, and we put out her outfits for the week. Now, she doesn't necessarily wear them in like that order, but we have those choices to pick from, and that decision is done and it's ready to rock because I don't want to make those decisions. Now, I joke that I dress like Steve Jobs, where I'm basically wearing the same thing every day of the week on weekdays, like leggings, socks, shoe, sweatshirt, sports bra. And then when it goes to summer, that'll change a little bit and it'll be like bike short, sports bra, you know, some kind of a cover-up shirt, loose shirt or whatever, and running shoe. I keep it very simple. When I'm going out, I get a little snazzy, you know what I mean? But I'm very easy. I just make sure my laundry is done. But as many decisions as I can make for myself on Sunday, like, the better, because I get very overwhelmed and decision fatigue running my business and like just being a parent. I have to make a million decisions all the time. So I try to do some of those decisions ahead of time just to make my life easier. This season of life is really busy. And I was talking to my mother-in-law, who, my husband is one of 4 boys. And she always says, you will miss this time, but I also, you miss it, but in a way she understands, because it is so crazy. And you can feel like your brain is going in a million different directions all the time. And you have to keep track of little people and make sure that they're doing their hygiene on top of yours and plan meals and work out and all the things. And those memes can be very relatable, or the reels or TikToks of people just feeling like they're losing their mind trying to do all of the things. And having those planning sessions, really, it really does take the stress off of me. So those dinners are going to be planned for the week. I do a little bit of cleaning up. So today was just like doing kind of a bare minimum, straighten up, making sure the kids take stuff to their rooms that don't belong in like the main living areas, vacuuming. It's all very boring and not that exciting, but doing these mundane little tasks now are going to make the rest of the week go so much smoother. This truly feels like that season of life that people talk about, where it's like kids and sports and life. And I love it so incredibly much. And I feel like in order for me to be able to enjoy all of it, I need these systems in place. Because if not, I would feel like a chicken with my head cut off and I wouldn't be enjoying it because I would be so freaking stressed out. So if you haven't like taken the time, try it. Try planning a little bit, buying a cheapo planner and writing it down, because that time that I spent, you know, setting myself up for this upcoming week and the week after, as far as the planning part of it goes, the cooking and cleaning and all of those things still have to be done. But the decision of what the heck we're going to eat, that's a whole other mental load of deciding on our dinners. I am also in a total amazing groove of getting my workouts in, and the programming that I'm following right now is so awesome. I'm so excited for the women who are doing the Love Your Strength Challenge. And like, this is a good time for me to talk about how amazing my clients are. Like, they just drive me every single day. I get to work with some of the most talented and successful kick-ass women, and truly they are the ones that push me to continue to make this program better and better. And some of the clients that I onboarded in the last several months, just, I love connecting with you guys. You guys are so freaking cool. Another thing I've been asked questions about lately is if I'm still alcohol free. And yeah, girls and boys, I am. I'm over 60 days without alcohol and I feel so freaking good. I really don't think I'm gonna ever drink alcohol again. It's such a crazy thing to say, but the energy that I have experienced, I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I am unstoppable when I'm not drinking alcohol, and I feel so creative. I'm sleeping better. My skin looks amazing, and every day just feels like another reason why I stopped drinking alcohol. And I'm just like, I will never go back. So if you didn't already listen to my episode about why I stopped drinking alcohol, go listen to that episode because I break it down. I'm also having an amazing guest on coming up in a few episodes named Jen Stoney, and she is a sobriety coach, and she's just an all-around amazing human, and we really dig into that conversation a little bit more. But I have been a mocktail girly lately, and I feel like I'm drinking so many delicious things that it's like, well, it's not that I'm not drinking. I'm just not drinking alcohol. I am having yummy ginger beers and tepache and kombuchas and just like yummy things. Lemonade is so delicious. You know, like I really don't miss drinking alcohol at this point. I feel like I've kind of crossed that bridge of I'm not craving it. I'm really just reaping all of the benefits of not drinking alcohol right now. So overall, 10 out of 10 recommend, even if it's just like a quick little sobriety break where you can kind of get your, not sobriety break, a tolerance break is what I mean. Like you can just get your tolerance down, or even if it's just a couple of days a week, like I've just noticed how much better I sleep without it. And the reason why I'm not using the phrase sober is that's not something that I really relate to. I'm not working the 12 steps or, you know, doing a program, going to AA. I'm just abstaining from alcohol, and it's a substance that just doesn't work for me. I live in California, so cannabis is something that has been legal here for a very long time. And anybody that knows me well knows that I utilize cannabis, and it is something that works for me. It truly helps with my anxiety, and how I feel overall with cannabis versus alcohol is just completely different. And I think it's so crazy that we have like such strong mommy wine culture where it's like stigmatized. Like if a mom wants to smoke a bowl at the end of the day when their kids are down, or eat a gummy or whatever, it's like so taboo. But if another mom wants to drink an entire bottle of wine during their kid's baseball game, like that's considered totally fine. I really don't get it. So I'm not using the phrase sober because I don't identify with it, but I do really truly believe that alcohol is something that is just not good for us. I think one of the best things that you can do if you want to experience growth is to be able to look at yourself objectively and see the things that are holding you back. And like I mentioned in my alcohol, why I went alcohol free podcast, I could just tell that that was something that was holding me back. I was tired of not having energy, waking up feeling crappy, having the anxiety feeling. And so just overall, like I'm just very happy that I made that decision, and where I'm at presently and the goals that I have in place and the focus that's required for all of the things that I have in the wings and, you know, the goals that I have, it is going to require me being on point and really honoring all the things that I know I need to do in order to continue to feel my best. So anyone who's looking to experience growth, go through and look at yourself objectively and like assess what's giving you the biggest return on investment in your life. You know, so if you kind of think of your life like this business and everything that you do has a positive or negative reaction, like when I work out or take care of my space or, you know, get ahead on meal planning, all of those things have great return on investment. But when I would consume even a few drinks, I would feel like crap for several days, and that's not giving me the return on investment that I need. This summer, my business, Keep Going Cat, is turning 10 years old. I can't believe that there has been a decade of transforming lives, connecting with women, getting to do this incredible work. And I am going to have a retreat. I'm putting it out there right now. I'm vocalizing it and verbalizing it because that's something that I have talked about doing for years and years now. And the 10-year anniversary just feels like the right time to have this go down. It's going to be a small, tight-knit group. There's not going to be a lot of spots available. It's going to be very incredible. We're definitely going to be hosting here in California. So keep your eyes peeled because I sent out an initial waitlist form over a year ago and life got away from me. So I'm definitely going to be
reaching out to the people who had already signed up for that wait list, and then obviously launching a new one so everybody can be in the know for that. But I just need to hug y'all and squeeze you in person, because I know how much you guys have transformed my life, and I hear from you constantly how much this has transformed yours. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for the signups for that if that's something that you're interested in. Whether you've done my program or not, if you've just consumed my content and think that being immersed into an experience like this could be life-changing for you, because it absolutely will be, definitely sign up, because I would love to meet you. The women who are in my community are literally the best people on the planet. I just can't even wrap my brain around how amazing these women are, how kind and supportive. I'm just every day filled like to the brim with gratitude. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Keep Going Cat podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a beautiful day. Drink lots of water. I love you all. Bye.